Media shouldn't be one note. Support Rabble.ca and a diversity of voices in Canadian media. Visit rabble.ca/donate to contribute.
This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's radio, free radio.
Hi, and welcome to Gooder Goods, a podcast about conscious consumption. I'm Kelly Okamura, and I'd like to share with you my long journey from front row fashionista to shopping in my closet as a trendsetter. We're all consumers who wear clothes. And as a professional in the purchasing system, my spending spree has taught me a lot about why clothes matter and why all of us need to think twice before we mindlessly make our next purchase. And hopefully before we wreck our planet for the sake of a bargain that we thought was too good of an opportunity to miss out on.
Hello, attired people. What does your clothing say about you today? A modern Renaissance creator stated, "There are three reasons for dressing. The first is to cover nudity. The second is to blend in with the masses. And the third is in order to be individually unique." That Renaissance man is Andrea Dell'Olio, Italian forecaster of colors and trends, and whom I've represented his A+A trend bureau for 2 decades. I greatly admire his articulation of change through color and surface and print, and he has many admirers globally. He is one of several international forecasters that I've had the privy to their insight that has informed my focus on what future fit product should look like. That opening statement in A+A's Spring 18 trend forecast ended with Andrea's call out to action, "Please stand out." Thinking about the populist runway, I found myself on Friday date night at the opening night of the X, or the Canadian National Exhibition in Toronto. The X, as it's fondly called, is a signal that summer is coming to a close. And this campy date gave me a great opportunity to observe the populist fashion runway in the summer of 16. You can see my X outfit in 360 view from my self-trait photo taken at the Innovation Pavilion that night. When I think about my choice of outfit, tailored shorts and a summer casual cotton top, in typical nuanced fashion, I dress for purpose. My man prefers me in skirts, but I dress appropriate for the occasion. Shorts for walking and ready for amusement riding that evening. But in covering my nakedness, I blend in and stand out in my individual uniqueness. I didn't see one naked person at the CNE, and I can't recall any extraordinary outfits in the all-ages crowd, but there were many people in jeans who blended in. If you've seen my Good or Good post about $130 Canadian being about the price to ensure that jeans produced didn't harm people or planet. There were lots of covered bums whose choice unknowingly made others have health-compromised blue lungs. Jeans are a back-to-school basic. I still recall my first designer pair of Calvin Klein jeans and how they made me feel so cool on the first day of school. Jeans are the right fashion choice for many occasions, and their workwear origin makes them durable beyond most fashion cycles. But when you look at the cost-cutting measures for profitable fast fashion that causes harm by brands' offshore production, their cool factor begins to leave me cold. Cadmium, chromium, mercury, lead, copper, and magnesium are neurotoxic and carcinogenic heavy metals connected to commercially produced cheap denim found in wastewater. And cheap fashion doesn't get the iconic indigo blue naturally, but through toxic synthetic dye that makes the air blue and accumulates in water that should rightly support life. Do some summer research to see how your jeans measure up. Ask the maker if they're produced in a RAP certified factory, and if they banned toxins for their fashion. You can see the 4 brands that made the grade in Refinery29's June web article by Adrian Wicker, noted on my Good or Goods Facebook page. We used to have a big jean industry, and secondary market buyers from Japan and Europe would buy bales of our discarded denims. But no Canadian brands made the just list. But if your goal is for domestic made, there's a handful of artisanal brands like Naked and Famous and United Stock Dry Goods. And if you want to buy from secondary market or thrift, go bootleg and crop them above the ankle for a new silhouette. And you can truly get actual worn vintage denim without the lethal process of sandblasting for an aged finish. But back to Project Just's denim list that was mentioned in the article. The four labels are Kings of Indigo, Patagonia, Nudie, and Mud. You can read why each made that list for producing Gooder Goods. Levi's is probably the best known of the brands, who got an honorable mention for their innovations, like their waterless line, plus their corporate commitment to getting to zero discharge on hazardous chemicals by 2020. As the original maker of jeans, you can read more about Levi's 21st century sustainability progress on their website. I still feel good about Levi's, but popping into Giant Tiger on a recent summer weekend in Picton, Ontario, I found $25 Levi's, which is about the minimum price in the article to make a pair of jeans without worker exploitation or harm and with market scale of economy. Levi's may have a banned list of restricted substances, but the extra $95 of consumer sale price is environmental cost. Look for a screening on the upcoming documentary River Blue this fall in your area to see what fashion is doing to the water on the other side of the planet and why blue water is not desired. I'll drop a link to view the trailer. Add your support or plan for a local screening. And do some back-to-school homework to research on indigo, the plant that traditionally colored our jeans blue, to find out why it's so costly to do it right. And see if there's not a local textile class to learn how to plant dye indigo. And share what you learned so more won't unknowingly cause suffering for our cheaply covered seats. It takes a global voice to care enough to speak out in a transparent world to make change happen. Class dismissed. Blue star for the best research post on jeans. Please stand out.
Follow me on Twitter at Gooder Goods. The links I referenced can be found on Facebook. Search Gooder Goods. And the podcast is uploaded on soundcloud.com/goodergoods. Choose to be gooder.